Hi, everyone.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome to a recording of our Los Angeles live show. This episode will start with a very strange intro. You won't know what's happening because at our live show, we came out singing.
Before we came out, there was a long slideshow of our various investigations. And toward the end, there are pictures of Carrie starting to experiment with flat earth ideas and posting YouTube videos and buying into the conspiracy.
So behind us as we sing are a lot of visual gags, a lot of puns and jokes, and we will share the video so those all make sense when you get there. But we still wanted you to be able to enjoy our wild opening.
Hopefully that will help make a little more sense of what you're about to hear. So here goes.
It was a really good run, and I hate to tell you, it's just me tonight, because old Carrie's a flat earther now. Why did you have to watch all those YouTube videos, Carrie? I hope you're happy. I hope you're happy now. I hope you're happy how you've heard our cause forever. I hope you think you're clever.
I hope you're happy. I hope you're happy too. I hope you're proud how you would grovel.
So now I can't imagine how. I hope you're happy right now. Carrie, listen to me. Just tell all of them you were wrong. You can still co-host the podcast that you've worked for 8 years for. You can have all you ever wanted.
I know. But how you don't want it. No. I can't want it anymore. Something has changed in me. Something is not the same. I'm with playing by the rules of someone else's game. Too late for second guessing. Too late to go back to sleep. It's time to trust my instincts. Close my eyes and leave. Some things I cannot change, but till I try, I'll never know. Too long I've been afraid of losing fans, I guess I've lost. Well, if they're fans, they come at much too high a cost. I do never mind denying gravity. It's me who
down.
hope you're happy now. Now that you're choosing this.
You too.
I hope it brings you bliss.
I really hope you get it.
And you don't live to regret it.
My friend.
So if you stand behind me, look to you to your color. As someone told me, the whole earth exists under a dome. And if I fly so low, at least I'm flying.
So at the end of this musical number, our wickedly talented Adele Dazeem here had released a balloon and it fell down to the ground. So that was how she realized, oops, gravity is a real thing. So we went back to normal. We should mention the original plan was to have Carrie up on a fly rig. Turns out that would have cost a lot of money. And then we were going to have our burly friend Alan Amato just pull Carrie up on a rope, but the theater wouldn't let us get away with that either. So she ended up climbing up on a stepladder, which was still funny. Anyways, back to the show.
Gravity does exist.
Okay.
On the word.
It's okay if I still co-host there.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, welcome to Donna Ross and Carrie.
Oliver's still open. The show where we don't just report on fringe science, spirituality, claims of the paranormal, but take part ourselves.
Yeah, but they make the claims we show up so you don't have to. I'm Carrie Poppy.
And I'm Ross Watcher. And thank you for coming out, Los Angeles.
Boy, we have been looking forward to this show for a while.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we've got a lot of amazing guests.
Yes, fun yes. things to talk about.
Yeah. So one thing that we wanted to do at this show is vaccinate all our guests for measles.
Yes. That was the plan.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's an online test you can take to see which vaccines you need.
And from the CDC.
If you were
not like a BuzzFeed quiz.
Now, most of you had responsible parents who gave you MMR, shots when you were a child when you were supposed to. But if you were born before 1957 in particular...
After 1957.
Oh, I'm sorry.
If you were born between 1957 and 1990, like we were...
You're eligible for a booster shot.
For a booster, because most of us only got one unit, and now they know you need two.
And guess why there's measles outbreaks again? Because people aren't vaccinated. Yeah, I like that. Who knows? Such a mystery.
Someone explain to this person in the fourth row. So we lined up this doctor who was going to come, and he was going to vaccinate all of our guests. We were very excited about it. Shall we go ahead and throw these people under the bus?
Throw them right under that bus.
Okay. So is this company called Heal?
And granted, the MMR vaccine is something like north of $200.
Yeah, they were going to comp them. Thank you, Heal. But then they decided that they would need to give a 20-minute physical to every single person on stage during the show. And we're like, oh, so you've never been to a show, have you? So we did what we do best and bought fake medicine.
Yeah.
Yay.
All right. So this is a zoomed-in version of what Carrie has here.
Yes.
And you picked it up from the local apothecary?
Spelled C-A-R-I-E. No, I got it from Santa Monica Homeopathic. Is that someone who works there?
Yes. No. Glad you showed up.
Yeah, you're going to learn a lot. So Santa Monica Homeopathic was recommended to me when I went to Rainbow Grocer. Whoop.
Okay.
Oh, no. This person in the front row is very interactive.
We are not promoting groceries here.
So Rainbow Grocer is a place also in Santa Monica where they tend to have these sort of alternative treatments. And I asked them, do you have any homeopathic vaccines? And they were like, no. Even they thought that was absurd. But then they said, you should go to Santa Monica Homeopathic. They have everything. And they do.
And do they.
So this is an alternative to the MMR for only $15 instead of $225.
Hey, already a cost savings.
You can get 400 pellets, and you only need to take 4. So this is enough for 100 people.
And it's, the measles, mumps, rubella. It's homeopathic preparation, 200C. So that tells you just how many succussions have been performed to the, well, was it water that was put in the pills? No, that still wouldn't make sense. But
no. So homeopathy, usually, just for people who aren't aware, if it's true homeopathy, there is not a single molecule of the original active substance in the medicine, right? So they take a tiny, tiny, tiny bit of, say, caffeine, and they dilute it thousands of times until there's nothing left.
Put one drop in a container of water, they shake it up, and then they take a drop out of that water and they put it in another big thing of water and they shake it up. And the more you do this, the more potent it's supposed to be.
Because water has memory. So
doesn't it remember all the dinosaur poop then?
Apparently not. So I thought that's what this was, but when I asked the woman who sold it to me, she had a different explanation about how this particular homeopathy is made.
As you can see on the back here, it was manufactured using the magnetic / mechanical technique to encode the energy signature, aka magnetic remanence, for the stated substance, encoded and shaken. There's a parenthesis inside the parenthesis, but do they ever finish the first one?
No, you're right.
There are no biologically active ingredients / compounds or components of the stated substance. Well, that's for sure. This statement has not been evaluated by the FDA.
What?
Yeah, I know what the FDA would have to say about that. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Except MMR, of course.
Right, yeah.
So we have a clip of the woman explaining to me how this works.
Yes, so here she goes.
This company is a radionics company. The FDA is happy for us to sell radionics remedies.
Oh, okay.
Without a prescription.
Oh, what are radionics?
Radionics is a form of energy medicine that is a machine that dials in the frequency of these diseases and then imprints the frequency onto placebo pellets.
It's the vibration of measles, mumps, rubella.
Does this work as well?
It works just as well.
Oh, okay.
In my experience, it works just as well.
Yeah, okay.
I've seen it work. Totally. You can't shed with this.
Right.
You can with some conventional vaccines.
Oh, you can't shed? What's that mean?
Well, you get a conventional vaccine, and it's live.
Uh-huh.
The person that gets the vaccine is spreading the disease for the first 10 days after they get the vaccine.
Really?
Yeah, they don't talk about that too much.
So if you get the MMR vaccine, then for 10 days you can give people like rubella? What?
You're shedding. Google it.
Okay. That's wild.
Okay. It is. It's kind of nonsensical.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like,
nonsensical's the word. I mean, I've heard that.
There's a lot of debate on that. Yeah. And what I would say is that it weakens the immune system and really paralyzes the immune system. When the immune system is down and the nervous system is damaged, then, of course you're getting all these symptoms. You know what I mean?
I mean, I treat a lot of quite a few autistic kids in private practice. And the parents did everything right. They did what they thought they were supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
And then I have one or two that have never been vaccinated, and you know, they were born that way.
Oh, huh.
But
what do you do for them?
Chelation, parasites, virus, bacteria,
wow.
Radiation, EMFs, 5G now. So yeah, there's a whole huge list of things that can really impede our immune function.
Did you go to school for this?
Yeah, I studied for 4 years and a homeopath, professional classical homeopath for 20 years.
Wow. Hey, us too. We're homeopaths.
That's true. We both got our naturopath license, yes.
She said to Google it. We Googled it.
Yeah, it turns out that's not true. You can't give anyone measles, mumps, or rubella because you got the vaccine.
Shedding, I didn't know about this. It's that period where you're either freshly having this disease or you're getting over it and you're still communicable and you give it to somebody else. That's mm-hmm. shedding. And it does happen, but not from an MMR vaccine.
Right.
And if it does communicate to others, it's an attenuated form, so they would just be getting vaccinated as well.
Yeah, so get vaccinated. So that woman was also, you heard her mention autism. One of the myths surrounding MMR is that it contributes to autism. It does not. That is completely, completely proven and put to rest. But not apparently at Santa Monica Homeopathic.
That was a dense passage of ideas. One of the things that she mentioned I think we'll be hearing a lot about is this 5G concern, because they're starting to spread out 5G networks. They're more closely, the cellular towers are more closely aligned to one another. So you're going to be hearing a lot of concern about that as well. But again, this is non-ionizing radiation. We've talked about this on the show before. It can't actually knock electrons out of valence or do anything like that. So next time you hear your crazy uncle talking about 5G,
Okay, Ross.
Yeah, what do we got?
So we have 400 of these pellets. Now, one thing that you did warn me about is that you can get a reaction to these, even though there is no active ingredient in it. Your body is now interacting with the water, which has the memory of measles, mumps, and rubella. So as a result, you may get a rash. You may get really fatigued. You may get a sore throat.
Oh.
And she warned me, only take 2 to 4. So we're each going to take 30?
Okay. We need some water for this?
Yeah, for 30, yeah.
They're tiny pellets, but, you know.
I mean, to be fair, there's water in this. And then, when we have our guests up, we're going to make them take a bunch of crap medicine. You ready?
Yep.
I wanted you guys to see that this, you know, I hadn't tampered with it, but they really closed it up well. Okay. You ready? I'll just give you a handful.
They gotta get
right,
something right.
Go.
Whoa! Okay. That is way more than 30.
Is it? Here, I can take some of them.
Just so we have enough for our guests.
Yeah.
Not that I'm worried.
Ready? One,
yep.
Two, three. Oh, they're sweet! Sugar pills.
Yeah, not bad. There you go. Okay, should I crush them or just...
Should you crush them, you asked? That's a question for our later guests, the candy crushers.
Oh, fair. Good point. Though I heard from the first row, I can just let them dissolve.
Yeah, I think you just swallow. As if it's medicine. Oh my god, is there a calorie count on?
What is it?
5 pellets is 0.4 calories, and 0.06 sugar grams.
Yeah, there's a lot of sugar in there.
Yeah, it's definitely all sugar. Yeah.
Hey, who else should try this?
Well, I think we should try it first. I'm thinking Maximum Fun's Go Fact Yourself host, J. Keith Van Stratton.
J. Keith Van Stratton! Yeah. Come on up, J. Keith.
Hello, my friends.
Hi.
Bring the microphone to you.
Right.
So, Jake,
I should warn you, I'm currently shedding a vodka tonic.
Let me stand in your infection zone.
Get some of that contact drunk.
What's your experience with homeopathy, Jakey?
I believed it there was a period in my life where I was living in Los Angeles and therefore was what you would call spiritual. And so during that time, I would try a few different things and then find them not working. And now I'm mad at it. Now I'm mad if I go into a drugstore and, you know, there's a remedy that someone's recommended and then tiny little letters that says, you know,
homeopathic.
Yeah. It would be better if it said that. Yeah. But you have to know how to translate homeopathic to it doesn't work.
And now you deal professionally in facts.
Yes. Oh, this is the part where I plug my podcast. Hi, everybody. I'm the host of Go Fact Yourself on the Maximum Fun Network. It's a show where we have celebrities and people playing trivia games. It's a lot of fun. And Ross and Carrie were on our Max Fun Drive bonus episode.
Yeah, if you're a Max Fun supporter, you can listen to that.
Yeah, oh, it's one of my favorite episodes. You guys were great, and it was a funny show. It was an emotional show. It was a smart show.
Carrie cried.
Carrie did cry. I hear it doesn't take much, though. I don't know.
Oh, no, I'm just joking. Well, maybe.
She cries in YouTube videos about Flat Earth.
Yeah, it's just so beautiful.
When you see that big blue nickel in the sky, it's so gorgeous.
You ready for your overdose?
Absolutely.
Yeah, do you want the standard 30?
You know what, I'll go whatever the woman who had 40 years of something recommended.
Okay.
Yeah. No, whatever.
I'm glad you're trusting your expertise.
All right. I'm actually curious. Do you think they actually went through the process that they say they went through? Like, is there a double fraud?
I thought about that, too.
That's a very good point.
Once all you're producing is sugar pellets, do you even bother using this fancy machine?
Or do you just don't do it and say you did?
Right.
It's the same thing.
If I can out my old boss.
Okay.
Should I? Yeah. Okay. My old boss, DJ Brophy. So I worked for him at a skeptical organization, and one time I wanted to do a homeopathic overdose, and he said, well, let's just pretend we did. It'll be the same. And I was like, what? We stand for truth here! No! We will buy a bunch of junk medicine and we will take it!
That's right.
All right, down the hatch.
Here we go.
Remember me fondly. Ooh, yeah. It's like those little silver balls that you put on a cupcake.
Those are very unpleasant.
Like technically it's sweet once you get to the tiny middle part, but it's very it's like a ball bearing.
Too hard. Yeah.
Wait, what does it say on the label about vodka? What
is that?
Do not drink vodka specifically.
No! But I believe it also says the tonic will undo the vodka effect.
Oh yes.
Crisis averted.
Yes.
Well, how are you feeling?
I feel like I got a little piece of ball bearing in my teeth. I feel fine. I feel like I just had a tiny bit of candy. A tiny bit of very stale candy.
Well, will you keep in touch and let us know if you get sick in the next few days?
Yes, I should say I'm actually heading from here to the airport. I'm going to Sydney, Australia for a while. So it's good to know that I will not be spreading MMR while I'm there.
That's accurate.
You'll hear about it if something goes wrong.
One thing you should be aware of is that Australia does not exist.
Oh no!
Yeah, the Flat Earth has taught us that. So.
Well, this will be a very long flight then. Or very short, I'm not sure.
Well, JP, thank you so much for joining us. We'll send
you
off on your flight.
I appreciate it.
All right.
Sorry to interrupt this very exciting live show, but I just wanted to mention that this episode is sponsored in part by Squarespace. So I know what you're thinking. You need to make a website. Everybody's got to do it. In this economy, you got to have a website. Well, why don't you use Squarespace to do it?
You can build a site to showcase your work, sell products and services of all kinds, announce an upcoming event or special project. I don't know, Carrie, what else could they do?
I don't know. I don't know your life, but you probably need a website to do whatever it is you're going to do. So why not build it with Squarespace? They have beautiful, customizable templates created by world-class designers.
World-class, you say?
Ross, world-class. And everything is optimized for mobile right out of the box. There's a built-in search engine optimization. There's 24/7 award-winning customer support. I mean, call them night or day, you guys. Even if you don't have Squarespace, just give them a call. They want to hear from you. And so does your dad, if you have a dad, because Father's Day is this weekend. Maybe you should make him a website. He'd love that. So check out squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use the offer code ONO to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
That's squarespace.com. Enter code ONO.
But also, this episode is also sponsored in part by FabFitFun.
Oh yeah, FabFitFun.
FabFitFun is this cool subscription service where you get a box every 3 months, because it's four times a year.
Four times a year, but every one of those times feels like Christmas.
You get full-size beauty, fashion, home, fitness, and wellness products. It's just $50 a box, and these are full-size products. They're not like little tiny, you know, samples. They're truly what you would go and buy. They're that big old size. So you really get a chance to try everything out. I've gotten a couple of these boxes. They're always really fun when they arrive because it's stuff that I, you know, might not have thought to pick out, but there'll be really cool new lotions and doodads for my house and stuff. I've really been enjoying it.
Yeah, Cara got a box and there was all kinds of fun stuff in there. She said she really liked the makeup setting spray. There was beach towel and a tote bag. I just grabbed out a jump rope that I really liked. And now it's my new favorite jump rope. The handles have little swivels on them attached to the rope so it doesn't get all knotted up.
And every box is guaranteed to have over $200 in retail value. In many cases, the individual value is more than the entire cost of the box. And you can customize your box by choosing some products and add-ons with each box, or just be surprised.
So sign up for FabFitFun today. These boxes always sell out.
So use our code ONO to get $10 off your first box. Just go to FabFitFun.com to sign up and start getting the box for a life well lived.
Use promo code ONO to get 10% off your first box. That's over $200 for only $39.99.
Go to FabFitFun.com and use our code ONO to get $10 off your first FabFitFun box.
And back to our live show.
So should we bring up more friends and make them take fake medicine?
We've got some great guests tonight.
Yeah, all right. So the next two are amazing writers, amazing comedians, and the hosts of Atlantic City at UCB. They're Nick Cirelli and Brad Evans. Hey, guys.
Hi, everybody.
Well,
hello.
Oh, is that on?
Hello.
Maybe not. Oh, yes.
Yeah,
here's a word.
We're just very tall.
I'm far away from it.
So guys, tell us about your experience with homeopathy.
I have no experience.
Really?
Are you concerned now after this presentation? This educational podcast?
No, I feel fine.
Okay.
It seems cool. I'm on the homeopathy.
Oh, tell us more. Okay.
They taste like candy, so that seems cool.
Okay.
She loves candy.
It's a low bar, but
now,
they're nice.
How much did that cost again?
$15.
Yeah, there's cheaper ways to get sugar.
That's true.
This is a vial that easily fits within Carrie's palm. She could conceal it.
Yeah, I could.
In her palm.
And I will. Okay, so have you ever taken a homeopathic medicine?
Right. I never have. This is my first time.
You just came here because you were hoping to get actually vaccinated.
I badly need to be vaccinated.
He took the test and was like, I need like three or four shots.
I think I needed five. And we were like, we got you covered. Just kidding. We got this sugar medicine.
Brad's just holding out to get vaccinated like once every 10 years based on who has a podcast.
Yeah, so if any of you want to start your own podcast and vaccinate people, you can have Brad Evans as a guest. So
I don't go to the doctor only on podcasts.
All right, guys, do you want to take the 4 dose, the recommended 4, or the Ross and Carrie recommended 30?
I'll take as many as you'll give me.
Yeah.
You're the one who said you believed, but you'll take as many as we'll give you? All right.
Okay.
You're a liar. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Ready?
So tiny. These are like little hungry hippos pellets.
You both got some water there. Don't choke. Down the hatch.
Exactly. I forgot to open that.
Oh, sorry. Let me
open. They're sweet, right?
Yeah.
Really like sweet and stale.
Yeah, you know, I was kind of surprised. She had a bunch of individual units of just the measles homeopathic vaccine.
Oh, just
and those were really expensive. Those were $7 each for just 4.
Supply and demand.
Sure.
but you're saying just measles costs a lot, but this one's
but
cheaper.
But to get this one that protects you from 3, way, way cheaper.
Hey, math is wacky in the homeopathic.
You're right. That was probably the reason.
It's now left. It's right. It's almost big.
Are you guys getting a rash?
Not yet.
No.
No?
I'm waiting for it.
You look good.
Sore throat?
Fever? I feel fine.
No?
No. I want more. They hesitate. All right, pretty good.
We're just now we're just addicting people. We're gonna charge you for them later, so we're just addicting you at this point.
Stick around, there may be more sugar tonight.
Yeah. Oh, you're right, you're right.
Yeah.
All right, guys, I mean, you seem fine. You seem pretty nonplussed, honestly.
Yeah, we're as low energy as we usually are.
they're right. Okay, well, for the next 2 days, will you monitor? Will you tell us if you get sick, if you get a reaction?
Yes.
If you feel bad. Let us know right away.
We will. We'll text hourly.
And then your doctor. Yes, hourly updates, please.
I have no doctor. You guys are my doctor.
Shit. Got way in deeper than I meant.
That's the warning here. Yeah.
Well, guys, people who want to see this amazing high-energy comedy, where can they find you?
You can find us on Twitter, I guess.
Yeah, that's the website. Twitter.
A terrible website. We just want to plug the website Twitter.
Yeah.
There. Yeah, at Bradford Evans and at Nick Cirelli.
Oh, that's
CIARELLI.
Yeah.
These are two incredibly successful comedy writers. I'll tell you their credits later. Thank you so much, you guys. Keep in touch. I love people who sell themselves short. I love it. Who's next?
The Candy Crusher.
Oh my gosh, you guys, we have a get. Okay, I know what you were thinking. There's no way they got them. You're probably all big fans. You watch them on Twitter. You watch them on Instagram. You know that a couple times a week, they crush a candy between their fingers, and they video record it, and that's the entire show. It's called Candy Crushers, and we got them, the Candy Crushers! And also, their friend, Kira.
All Max Funsters.
Yeah, all staff at Max Fun, our podcasting network as well. Hi, guys.
Hi. Hello.
So, what? Okay, first of all, what's it like to be the Candy Crushers?
Pretty filling. We eat a lot of candy, a lot of. Gotta research all the new candy.
Sure. Akira, so you're in the office with them. Like,
right.
What is the. From inception to crush, like, what happens?
You're a fly on the wall. You know, just a lot of, like, lost productivity mostly.
Cool.
No, I'm kidding. It takes, like, 5 minutes.
Okay.
Where does this candy come from?
Oh, you guys.
So some of it we buy, some of it people give us.
What?
That's a secret.
To us, it's weird and amazing.
The entire office benefits from there.
Oh, right, because they crush it and
so,
all the
right. Candy from strangers.
Oh, yeah, I'll take candy.
Oh, yeah.
If any of you want to ever give me candy,
it's preferable to someone's strangers.
But this time, you gave them candy.
It's true.
If y'all look under your seats, it's real. Audience of utter cynics.
You get some candy.
Arms crossed. I'm not doing it, Gary. You started out with that flat earth song. I don't believe anything you say. Everyone's got a little junior mint. Now, if you're in the very back, your seat's flipped up, so they couldn't put them there. So it's being delivered to you.
Oh,
thank you. So this is these are Junior Mints, a classic. Also, might I add a vegan candy, Paula. And
now don't just eat them right away.
We're gonna crush them. We're all gonna crush them.
This is kind of bringing us a vegan episode. The vegan episode.
Yeah. So we're gonna do. It's never been done before. A live Ono Ross and Carrie / Candy Crushers.
Was our first guest though.
Yeah.
She has been a big supporter of our nonsense.
I was your very first guest.
Nice. So the key is usually that we have 60 seconds to like talk about it and do it. This I think won't be too challenging, but I believe in all of you.
But it's so satisfying. I was when I got this amazing guest, I was like, we have to do junior mints. It's so satisfying.
That's much part of crushing candy is when it works. It's amazing. You feel powerful.
Try Skittle. Like, that is
key. Okay, are we doing it?
Oh, I did it.
Sorry.
Oh, okay. Crush it. 3, 2, 1. Oh! It's so
good. There's different strategies here. Like, do you crush along the edge or the middle? Harder on the edge.
Important question.
Oh, good.
Oh,
yeah. I just did the middle.
Okay.
condoms are going a little over here.
Isn't that satisfying, the way it just gives way?
Mm. Yeah,
right, Matthew? Second round?
Yeah, that's my round.
And now you're vaccinated.
Yeah, he will be vaccinated to what's about to happen now. Okay, so are you guys ready to take MMR?
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
yeah,
you got it.
I will be so impressed if you can crush those little homeopathic.
Yeah.
The
word pellet
doesn't
inspire me.
All right. Do you want to take a punch or the recommended four?
I'll just keep it pouring.
Keep it pouring, he says. Okay. Well, we still have other guests, so.
Oh, they're tiny.
Yeah, I used to get these as a kid, and they had like a twisty, not MMR specifically, but like,
oh, okay.
And they were like a twisty, so you couldn't, like, you'd have to do a lot of work to get them out.
Oh, really?
And you were only supposed to take five, and I was like, no, I gotta take more.
Oh, wow.
And you just like, the lid, and you pop them under your tongue. Yeah.
Have you ever faced off against such tiny candy?
I have not.
We did
oh,
nerds.
Yeah,
we just kind of like unflavored nerds. They hurt, don't.
Yeah, yeah, they're little tiny hard balls.
The candy crusher just got crushed.
Do you need me to open your locker for you?
Don't try. I was always told you were supposed to dissolve them under your tongue. I don't know.
It didn't
maybe
say something lingering.
I'm sorry, can you know? Always told?
Yeah.
You're like,
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I grew up taking this shit.
Oh, no.
Yeah, tell us about that, Kira.
My mom swore by it.
So
we took Arnica. As kids, I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Yeah, isn't that usually for like muscling?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so anytime we would fall, my mom would be like, here's this. It's because of the sugar.
I'm sure. It's because of the sugar.
So you have to keep it under your tongue so you have flavor for longer.
Okay, and how were your muscle aches after that?
So good.
Okay. Now, I'm just spitballing. Do you think it might be because muscles start to feel better after a little bit?
I'm not aware of that.
Okay. That's fair. How are we all feeling? We've all overdosed on MMR vaccine.
Yeah, I mean, I feel good.
Yeah? You feel better?
That's
did you have measles when you got here?
Cool. I don't think so.
Okay. But you still don't.
Still don't.
I am a little warm.
Oh, that's the stage lights here. Okay.
Well, and those feelings could be comorbid with junior mints.
Oh, that's true. We didn't isolate the variable terribly.
Did anyone not get junior mints? Raise your hand and I'll throw them at you.
Oh, two.
Wow.
Ross. Ross. For the listening audience at home, Ross is throwing candy into the ether. Almost to the people who want them. I mean, also just if you want extra junior mints. Okay. Okay, I'm just gonna. This is how you please an audience, guys. You know, this is how I got an A in a seventh grade project because all the class had to vote on our grades, so I just threw candy at the entire class and I got an A. Okay, then I correct a person in the fourth row. Okay, well, cool. Well, will you guys keep in touch for the next few days? Tell us if you get sick. Tell us if you get whatever the opposite of sick is.
Okay.
If you end up around like a child with measles, but you don't get measles, let us know.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
Great. It's good that I'm actually like already vaccinated, so we're good. And how can people find the Candy Crushers?
We crush candy on all the social media.
Great. And Kira, how can people find you?
I'm on Twitter.
Twitter.com. Just go to Twitter.com. It's where everybody is. All of our guests on Twitter.com. Thanks,
guys. Thank you so much.
Oh, man. Are you excited about our next guest?
I'm very excited about our next guest.
Me too. They're two of my favorite people in the whole world. I've only had sex with one of them. You know her from a podcast called Hidden Mickeys. And maybe from the Powerpuff Girls is Buttercup.
Sure.
Okay, thank you. You know him, of course, from the Upright Citizens Brigade. They're Natalie Palamudes and Drew Spears. Guess which one it is.
Hey guys,
hello.
Ross, it's so good to see you, buddy. I haven't seen you in a minute.
I know. This is wonderful.
Yeah, yeah.
Good reunion. It's good to see you two now.
Yeah.
Hey, Nat.
Hey, Nat.
How are you doing?
I'm great.
Yeah?
Woo!
Natalie, do you have a fake gold tooth then?
I have two.
Okay. Cool. Why?
Because it's fun.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's an accessory.
So, guys, do you want to tell us about your relationship to homeopathy?
Well, I mean, I lived with you for 3 years, so...
That's true.
You know, I did
yes.
a lot of that wild stuff. We, of course, cured my cerebral palsy.
Yes. How's that going?
It worked. I mean, it worked. I'm now, just for the home audience, super buff and strong. That's actually why we stopped seeing each other. You felt like I got too buff and too strong.
True. You don't have to be doing push-ups right now.
I mean, I can and I will. So, thank you.
That's, wow. Single-handed and you're talking at the same time.
Yeah, that's amazing.
True.
True.
Overshadowed, you know, so that's what happened there.
Natalie, what is your experience with homeopathy?
I'm gonna get a lot of heat from this room, I think. I
speak
I'm
your truth
so into it. I have a healer.
You what?
I have a healer.
Okay, what's his or her name?
Norman. His name's Norman.
Norman, my grandfather's name.
Yeah. I just did a coffee enema right before I came here.
What?
Fresh off a coffee enema.
Oh, yeah. Ross, I guess I can say in front of our audience, I asked Natalie the other day, could we do coffee enemas with her?
Yeah.
She just saw the coffee enema.
Oh, so you volunteered me for a coffee enema? Okay.
Yeah, I was like, you'll want that.
That is actually how this podcast works.
But she said yes.
Of course I did.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. So
yeah.
The caffeine very quickly gets into your bloodstream. What does that feel like?
Yeah. It's not as much of a rush as you would think. The recommended dosage isn't, you know, as much as you would think with your typical cup of coffee.
So that's not why
it's
you're doing
a little
it.
Bit more.
That's not why you're doing it then.
No, it's detox actually for your liver. It's really helpful actually. If anybody has liver issues,
people are nodding so politely.
And that's like what, a French roast? Is it a...
it's a Peruvian organic light roast. You have to do organic light roast. You don't want to do a dark roast.
Is that why,
person
when I asked you if you wanted my leftover coffee, was it for that?
No, I didn't take your leftover coffee.
Well, you asked me if it was organic.
Oh, yeah.
Like, why?
Yeah.
Because you were going to put it up your butt?
Cool. Yeah, it wasn't organic.
Hey, we're all about diversity and inclusion here.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
wait, do you want to know about my other thing? I also have an ozone machine.
Oh. I have an ozone machine.
We have a smoke machine.
Ozone!
I also have an ozone machine. It's called the atmosphere.
You guys don't know.
No, I'm glad you're speaking your truth, Natalie. Now, if you do believe this is real, do you have any hesitation about taking a bunch of it?
I mean, I would like to... Is that all that's on the back of the bottle? Okay, so actually I also should mention that I do take harmonized waters. All right, I take one. So I'm sure this is like kind of similar.
Well, if anything, you just saw us all take a bunch of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Starch. Wait. This makes
for now,
sense.
Yeah.
It's 70% sucrose and 30% cornstarch.
Mm-hmm.
Did you already mention this?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Why doesn't that make sense?
I mean, this doesn't have any real. Not all homeopathic medicine is just sugar.
Yes, ma'am.
What?
Now there's cornstarch, too.
Come on! Nobody's ever heard of tea tree oil? Okay.
So that's not homeopathy, though. That's naturopathy.
You do have to run into that every now and then with, zinc being added to something that is labeled as homeopathic.
That's true.
So, yeah, do check the label.
But true homeopathy is just they dilute the water and dilute the water until there's no active ingredient in it.
Alright.
So do you want to take a bunch or do you want to take the recommended dose? Both are fine.
Well, I try not to eat a lot of sugar, so I'm just going to do
that. 0.04 grams in there, so.
0.04 grams is too much for that ass. Okay, I'll do like that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she's taking a good 20. Yeah.
That's 20.
Good for you. Good for you. Test that.
Go
okay.
Natalie. Go
yeah,
Natalie.
I'll take whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't just like dirt.
ASMR.
It is just like nerds. Try to gum a few.
What do you think, Matt?
I mean, they're good.
It's fine because you find more later.
So I'm most curious about Matt's experience because, so the woman who sold this to us, that she said you might have this like very severe reaction because she thinks it's real. And
yeah.
You think it's real. Are you worried about having a severe reaction?
I think this is real.
Okay.
Well, let us know.
I'm not that big of a ding dong.
Well, let us know if there's any rashes or flushing. Though those may be comorbid with the coffee enema.
Yeah,
definitely flushing.
Yeah. Guys, I have to say, like, it's not pretty.
Oh, the coffee enema.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah.
Do you know why?
I mean, it's shit mixed with more brown stuff.
Yeah. That's why.
Sounds like what they serve at Starbucks.
Oh, shit!
Drinking Starbucks with all the damn screenwriters working on their screenplays.
Drew had to come here directly from 2001 when he was throwing stand-up comedy.
Where can people send you angry tweets?
Angry tweets of me?
Yeah, angry tweets.
Drew Spurs, like what's at the bottom of the boot. Oh, can I plug my live show project?
Yeah.
So I'm doing a new comedy book club for people who want to be in a book club, but reading books, they don't want to do anything difficult. It's next Wednesday, the 29th, at a Blue Rooster Art Supplies. It's called Cook Club. We're going to be reading Chris Kattan's Baby Don't Hurt Me, Stories and Stars from Saturday Night Live. The book is insane. He used to date the woman that Maroon 5's Songs About Jane was written about. And he was dating her while that album became super popular. And then he went crazy. That's like the third most juicy gossip in the book. Come check it out. I'll be giving out flyers. And also, you can come and not read the book. No one gives a shit.
I believe also it's a little cheaper for OnRack.
Yeah, I got an OnRack discount code. I'm sure it's all true if you use that. 50% off. Honestly, it's going to be a blast. I paid a lot of money to rent the space, and if people don't show up, I am going to get soaked. That is not a fucking joke.
And Natalie, how can people find you?
You can look at me on Instagram. I'm Natalie Palomitas.
That's true.
You can tweet at me at MattDogCatDog with a K.
Do you have any podcasts or?
Not
anymore. Not after this.
Just kidding. Listen to us on Hidden Mickey's.
Yeah. Right. Thanks, guys.
Okay, tell us if you guys bring out any rashes.
The last thing about my rashes, I mean, Drew, were you born after 1992? I mean, I think I had, like, all my stuff.
Oh, no! That should be fine.
Because okay.
It's fake medicine, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Natalie, bragging about her age. Okay. We have a very exciting guest.
All right, our final guest for the evening, we're very excited about. Adam Conover of Adam Runs Everything.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome to Conover, Ross, and Kerry. We're excited to have you here.
I'm very excited to be here. This is very nice.
We consider you a fellow traveler. You're interested in educating people.
I'm interested in educating people. I'm interested in debunking things, and I'm interested in making fun of dumb stuff.
Hey,
all right. So all about this.
Oh, it's a
water.
Well, can we also talk about why do you guys... Oh, you took away my Topo Chico.
Oh, is that yours?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I thought that was the last guy.
No, this is my fancy... This is my fancy mineral water. No. But it's not as fancy as this fine Voss bottled water. Why are people chugging this down with luxury Voss bottled water?
Isn't that... A couple people have mentioned that's a very fancy water. I got it at the
shop. It's not fancy, it's expensive.
You got the dollar store?
No, normally what I see is these are like $7 a bottle.
What?
Yeah, these are like Louis Vuitton water bottles.
Maybe I should buy and sell them.
Yeah.
And how are they better than other hydrogen connected
bottles? I don't know, I mean, that bottle is cool. It's a cylinder. Boss, it's a cylinder.
Adam didn't ruin that.
Adam.
Oh, I tried my best, but I guess I
Adam, what's your relationship to homeopathy?
Never done it. Was only introduced. The first time I heard about it, it was like someone like you guys saying it's stupid. So
okay.
I've never.
You were inoculated against.
I was inoculated against homeopathy. Yeah.
Oh, interesting. So
yes.
Did you grow up in an environment where this just wouldn't have been around?
Yeah, no, it wouldn't have. I mean, my parents are both scientists, and so they are. I mean, they weren't anti-quack cures particularly, but they also wouldn't have really indulged in them. So,
right.
And I was fully vaccinated as a kid and everything.
Oh, okay. Tab, you got your booster. Because I think we were born the same year.
Here's the thing. I was going to save this until after I take the things, but I'll tell you now that I literally just coincidentally had a doctor's appointment today.
Oh, wow.
And like a yearly physical. And one of the questions I wanted to ask was, should I get an MMR or a measles booster? Because, you know, that's what the news is saying. Well, ask your doctor whether or not you need one. And they gave me, I hold in my hand, a lab order. Because instead of giving me the vaccine, they want me to go to the lab. And as part of my yearly blood test, they're going to test my immunity and find out how immune I am to measles to see whether or not I need it.
Also
so perfect. I'm literally getting a measles immunity test tomorrow. So we can definitely, I mean, there's no control for what I would have been had I not done what I'm about to do.
Sure.
But we can just have fun and infer that anything, that whatever it says is because of this.
You can go get another lab result after taking this.
Yes.
Oh, yes. There you go.
Spend lots of money to validate our experiment.
I did the same thing in grad school. I got a titer's test to see if I still had immunity, and I did not. They had to give me
really?
A
oh,
yeah.
Wow.
They had it completely run out.
I think I probably don't. I think I got it as a kid and never got it. I don't think I got an MMR booster. I never remember what vaccines I got.
It's not common to get an MMR booster.
Okay.
Or like a Tdap is.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. The only thing I did was, this is what I told them, because they asked me for other ones. I went to India 2 years ago, and I got vaccines for that.
Oh, right.
And so I was like, well, would they have given it to me to go there? But probably not.
Probably
not. Fine. Okay.
I'm just inching toward you.
Yeah, give me this.
Okay. Do you want a big dose?
How much is left?
Well, you're our last guest, and there's a good
the
third of the bottle. You want it?
Give me.
Oh my god. That's a good 50. Yeah!
Well, it's in jewelry swallow.
I don't think it matters.
That thing's like the ornamental little balls you put on a cake. where you were like, can you eat these? And your mom was like, I don't know. Oh boy.
I can see the white mass forming in his mouth.
Yeah, it seems like there are probably a lot of dangers associated with taking this, especially in lieu of vaccines, but it seems like choking hazard is not on the list here.
Yeah, for real. Well, they're not reacting to the Topo Chico, so.
Okay, good, good, good. So, I mean, following this woman's logic, you should have just done something very dangerous.
Yeah.
We're watching your immune system crashing on itself.
I should be having a reaction.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's like the light way to put it.
I'm fine. I don't want to mind a medical event. That would be very rude.
Yeah, how are you feeling?
I feel great. I mean, I have a little bit, I definitely have a little bit of a sugar high, which doesn't feel great at the age of, you know, I'm 36, I'm starting to feel it when I get too much sugar, you know what I mean? But
so,
apart from that,
you're the perfect person to ask.
Yeah.
Is a sugar high a real thing?
Yeah, all right.
Oh, well, for kids, this is not something we ever did on the show, but we did look, it was something that was pitched in our room, so I can say
okay.
One of our,
yeah.
So I will not, that's the most I'll say, I'm not going to verify, but I'll say this was pitched in our room, that sugar does not actually make kids hyper,
yeah.
So there is not such thing as a sugar rush.
Uh-huh.
However, what I was referring to was just like, I now personally feel when I eat a lot of sugar, I feel bad.
So when you feel that, you refer to it as a high.
Yes. Well, I don't know. I realized also in my 30s that all drugs make me feel bad, and I don't know why I was doing them ever just to impress other people and go like, yeah, I feel great, where really I felt paranoid and unhappy. And that's the thing you learn in your 30s. You stop trying to be cool and you start being yourself. So...
And so have you ever had measles, mumps, or rubella?
No, I had chicken pox, and that's it. That's either measles, mumps, or rubella.
You're
right?
Correct.
Yep. But isn't it funny, because some of these diseases, I remember when I was a kid, mumps was like a disease that people would get in cartoons, or in like Beverly Cleary books, or like stuff from the past. Right. And they would always have like the lumps in their neck, or like, it was like sort of a cartoon disease. Mm-hmm. I later found out mumps is a horrible disease, isn't it? It's very, does it kill people?
I believe so.
I remember looking this up recently. I'm sure people have died of mumps. I think usually it's something that results on its own, but it's like, you know, really, really unpleasant. Maybe similar to chicken pox. I'm sorry, I need a call. Okay, never mind. Everything's okay.
All right, I got a chart here. They were peaking in 1970 and came down rapidly, and now they are somewhat non-existent.
Oh my God! Oh yeah, killed a couple hundred people a year.
And those are thousands.
Killed a couple hundred thousand people a year.
Oh, okay.
Not good.
Wait, in 1970, it killed 120,000 people a year in 1970. That's unbelievable.
That's pretty bad.
And now it's something for old cartoons.
I thought I just made your next bit, and it's because of the power of vaccines. And that's why 120,000 people didn't die of the mumps this year.
Huh?
Yeah. Why isn't the vaccine on the $1 bill? There should just be a picture of a syringe. You know?
That's
the biggest heroes.
Yeah. Well, Adam, will you keep us abreast of your next couple weeks? How you feel? Do you start getting
I'll
rash?
Email you the fucking results of my test.
I would like to know about your titers, but also this feels more, you know, ethereal energy.
You can come with me to the Quest Diagnostics at the Vons down the street if you want. Because that's where I'm going.
Okay. All right. You have my phone number, Dad.
She'll do a copy, and she'll do that.
All right, thank you so much, Al.
Thank you for coming. Can I plug? I have a new podcast called Factually out. It's out May 29th, or if you're hearing this after that, that means it's out now. It's a comedy information interview podcast. I talk to experts and scientists and Pulitzer Prize winners about the incredible shit they know that you don't. So check it out. It's called Factually.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
Hello, everybody. Okay, I'm interrupting our live show again because we have a couple Jumbotrons.
Yes, this Jumbotron is for Alex, and it's from Chris and Christy. And they say, Lex, congratulations on finishing grad school.
You're going to do amazing things for this probably flat planet of ours. And happy birthday.
If you move back, we can start our cult, and then your birthday will be celebrated with a mandatory week-long festival of nachos.
Thanks for always being an awesome friend.
We miss and love you.
Aw.
Yay.
And we have another Jumbotron from the new dark comedy podcast, Garth Down the Rabbit Hole. We'd like to extend you an invitation to go on a guided tour of the internet's most ridiculous, bizarre, and often shocking realms. Join Scruff and Dustin as they take their reluctant friend Garth on an expedition through the murkiest depths of the internet. Garth Down the Rabbit Hole, the dark comedy podcast. Laugh and cringe along as Garth learns about real Wiccan spells, online semi-realistic furry role-playing, incels, and so much more. Follow Garth Down the Rabbit Hole, available on Apple, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And back to our live show.
So, Ross, that's not all we did. We don't like to, you know, we like to overwork ourselves.
Yeah.
We like to make sure we do so many investigations every week. Why not do another one?
Okay. Yeah. I like it. Well, this is one that we heard about in late 2017 when it was brand new.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Unspoil Me.
Did anyone hear about this?
So this was put out by Samsung TV. They were promoting their new QLED TVs. and the Q's for quantum.
Oh, good.
And this was specifically in Sweden, so I guess the Swedish branch of Samsung decided, hey, let's do this hypnosis experience. And the idea is that you watch a video that makes you forget a TV series that you've seen. Okay, I'm seeing some nods there in the audience. Okay, you remember hearing about this.
When it first came out, I assumed it was an April Fool.
Right?
Yeah.
I was like, but it's December.
Right.
They got it wrong. Yeah, it was just such a zany thing.
But that would be the best April Fool.
But hey, there's only one way to find out if you can actually forget a TV series. So
that's the idea. It erases your memory of your favorite TV show. Here are some examples of shows that could be your favorite TV show.
Yeah, on their website, which was all in Swedish, so there is an English version, which is no longer functional. The Swedish version still is, though. And so they're indicating all of these, like HBO shows that you can forget. Oh, yeah, why the HBO singularity here?
Maybe it was released by them.
And here we have on the right, for those not listening, we have Frederick Presto. He's our hypnotist. And then on the left, we have Ulf Sandstrom, the musician. And they are going to provide some wonderful hypnosis for you. You ready for this?
Welcome to Unspoil Me. Fredrik Presto har jobbat som hypnotisör i över 15 år.
Oh, I'm sorry, that was the Swedish version. Okay, let's try that again.
Welcome to Unspoil Me. My name is Fredrik Presto, and I've been working as a hypnotist for over 15 years now. The hypnosis session you're about to experience is designed to enable you to forget one of your favorite TV series, so that you can experience it as if it was for the first time, even though you've already seen it. Before we start, I want you to think about the TV series that you want to forget, and think about approximately when you were watching it. During the session, you will be conscious all the time, even if your mind may wander, like when you're daydreaming, and that's totally fine.
Now, the whole thing is 23 minutes, so we're not going to play the whole thing. We'll play some more.
We're just going to mildly hypnotize you.
Do you all have a show that you would like to forget? All right, so get that in mind. What was your show, Claire? What did you decide to forget?
So I picked my favorite episode of the Mary Tyler Moore Show, my favorite show.
And they did say, I was using Google Translate, on the Swedish site, they did mention that you can also use a particular episode or a video clip,
right,
or a movie. So, yeah, equal opportunity. All right, well, hey, the crowd wanted it, so let's play another minute and a half of this. All right, this is just a good representative piece of what's in here.
So, start by focusing your eyesight on the screen. Focus your sight in the middle of the figure and just continue to keep your focus there, because to be able to focus your eyesight is a thing that we humans have in common with all the predators. When we focus our eyesight for a long time at the same spot, we sometimes experience that the eyelids start to get a little bit heavy, and even if they do, keep your eyes open for just a little while more. The feeling and the experience of wanting to relax deeper, and therefore you may close your eyes now, and in a short while I want you to start counting backwards. We will start together at 300. I will count our 98. Deeper and deeper. I want you to imagine a set of stairs that may take you to an even deeper level. A set of 10 steps.
He says the word deeper a lot. Deeper. It's very effective at making you tired.
It made your son Andrew fall asleep.
Yeah, and it's very effective, and it was fun to listen to it again later. I watched it like 5 times now. And just to listen to it when you're fully lucid and you got your eyes open and you're taking notes on it, it's purposefully, I don't know, obscurantist and boring, and goes, look at the tree, and the leaves, and the branches, and the roots, and
yeah.
The roots go down.
It's a lot like those podcasts that you listen to make you fall asleep, like the ones that are specifically engineered to
and,
make
yeah, it's very good for that. And I love that kind of celluloid slash CD diffraction grating texture on those loops that come out of you. So I highly recommend this. It's on YouTube. Look for Unspoil Me. But,
so we both watched it together, but thinking about different TV shows.
Right.
I was thinking of the Ted Baxter's Famous Broadcaster's School episode of the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
And I did this right before the final episode of Game of Thrones was going to come out. Some strong feelings about that episode. And so I thought, okay, well, I will do this and then see if I've completely forgotten, like, who are these people?
So how did it work for you?
Well, I guess it didn't, because I still knew who Brienne was. She's my favorite. Tyrion and Cersei and Jaime. Well, I don't want to spoil anything. So, anyways, I knew who everybody was. Still, I still knew what the plot was supposed to be. So,
okay,
not functional.
Yeah, same here. So we did this together, and then they tell you to sleep on it. Don't watch the thing right away. Watch it the next day. So I watched it the next day. Still could talk along to it. Still knew all my favorite parts.
Aww.
I was like, oh, this guy's coming in now.
It's a fun idea, though.
It is. And I wonder if, you know, I don't know, if you were just a little more suggestible, if you could just sort of buy in and get the experience that way.
Definitely. My mind, it was so well crafted to make the mind wander. And so I kept finding myself off under, what's he saying again? And he excuses you from that. He says it's all right. But it's a good example of this kind of phenomenon of like good hypnosis speak. So I kind of enjoyed it just for that.
Yeah.
But we thought, let's give this another try.
Yeah. There's something that we both have pretty memorized. Let's see if we can forget it.
So we have not fully practiced this since watching this video again.
I've intentionally not practiced it to see if I've forgotten it. Does anybody recognize this?
Okay, we've modified this clip to fade out before David Ogdensteyer starts talking. And by the way, he is also the voice of Cogsworth.
Wait, we're not going to talk along to him?
No.
Oh, I don't know if I'll be able to do it.
Oh, really? Oh, well, maybe not. This
okay,
good.
But we'll try. So this is the intro, of course, to Disney's Beauty and the Beast.
Woo!
A long time ago,
in a faraway land, a young prince lived in a shining castle. Although he had everything his heart desired, the prince was spoiled, selfish, and unkind. Then one winter's night, an old beggar woman came to the castle
and
without shelter from the bitter cold, repulsed by her haggard appearance. The prince stared at the gift and turned the old woman away.
But
she warned him not to be deceived by appearances, for beauty is found within. And when he dismissed her again,
the old woman melted away
to reveal a beautiful enchantress.
The prince tried to apologize, but it was too late,
for she had seen that there was no love in his heart.
And as punishment,
she transformed him into a hideous beast and put a spell on the castle. Everyone lived there.
Right, ashamed at his monstrous form, the beast hid himself away from the outside in his castle with a mirror to his outside
window to the outside world.
The rose
was truly an enchanted rose that would bloom until his 21st year.
If he could learn to love another
and earn her love in return by the time the last petal fell, then the spell would be broken. If not, he would be doomed to remain a beast for all time.
I'm going to
trust.
Who else was saying that in your heads along with us? Okay, we got one hand. Excellent.
That was the most stress I've experienced all evening. Well, that's it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I guess that's it for our show.
Yay!
Thank you for coming out.
Our administrative manager is Ian Kramer.
Our editor is Victor Figueroa.
And you can follow us on social media. You know how to do it. You can also support this and all our investigations by going to MaximumFund.org/donate. Or maybe go to Twitter. Apparently all of our guests are on
there. Twitter.com.
And we'll be out at the merch table if you want to come buy shirts. We're giving $5 from every shirt to the LA Public Library.
And let's see if we formed a mental connection with everybody tonight. And remember,
don't be deceived by appearances, for beauty is found within.
Thank you!
We are the host of My Brother, and Me, and now, nearly 10 years into our podcast, the secret can be revealed. All the clues are in place, and the world's greatest treasure hunt can now begin.
Embedded in each episode of My Brother, and Me is a micro clue that will lead you to 14 precious gemstones all around this big, beautiful blue world of ours.
So start combing through the episodes. Let's say starting at episode 101 on.
Yeah, the early episodes are pretty problematic, so there's no clues in those episodes.
No, not at all.
The better ones, the good ones, clues ahoy.
Listen to every episode repeatedly in sequence. Laugh if you must, but mainly get all the great clues. My Brother, and Me, it's an advice show, kind of, but a treasure hunt, mainly. Anywhere you find podcasts or treasure maps, My Brother, and Me, the hunt is on!
One other thing we should mention, I've kept in contact with all our guests from the live show.
Oh yeah, how did they do?
So far, no one has reported getting particularly sick. There was one person who I think went on a plane and felt, you know, got the sniffles a little bit.
Ah, okay.
But for the most part, everybody is feeling exactly the same as they did before they took an overdose of fake MMR vaccine.
But please, use real vaccines for yourself and your loved ones. And if you want to take that test we were talking about, you can go to www.cdc.gov/NIP/adultIMMSCHED. And that'll take you right there.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.